Within the icy Warlord Peaks is the Trigon, an area formed by a black tower, a large cave called the Frost Giant's Maw, and an ice rock fortress known as the Frost Realm, each standing 180 yards from the other, forming a triangle, thus the name Trigon. Within the fortress paces Prince Tarov in his low-lit, fireless chamber, thinking. The prince, though large-framed, standing at 6'2", appears a bit thin, his skin pale and bluish, his hair stark black, long on top, shorter around the back and the sides. Upon a rack near his large, dark wood four-post bed is his royal plate armor, ocean blue in color with silver trim along the edges and a matching shield leaning up against the wall. And on his waist, at his side at all times, the Sword of Tarov, a family heirloom. On his fingers, the green-stoned Ring of Tarov, as well as a simple gold band with barely noticeable etchings upon it. He wears a shirt that's flaring and dark blue, gray pants, and long black boots. His eyes nearly black, save the flickering blue light within them. Just then, the shrieking sound of his black raven, the Sata, comes from a high bookshelf where it sits. The prince holds out his arm, and it flies to him, perching upon it. "Hello, old friend," he speaks. Just then the large double doors swing open, sending the bird screeching back to the bookshelf. In walks the harrowing form of his wizard, Norristat. An older man with a long silver beard, also very thin, but from age more than any ailment. Attired in deep, dark red flowing robes, a glistening ring upon one of his bony fingers, and clasping an icy cold staff. "My lord," he spoke, as he takes two long strides towards the prince, comes to a halt, then bows. Tarov's back is to him. "Are the forces ready? Do we depart for Tarov?" the prince proclaimed more than spoke.
"My lord, you are not well, and we shall need that glorious sword of yours to defeat your father and his army."
With this, like a light, the prince draws his family blade, turns and directs it at Norristat.
"I am well enough."
The prince then begins to cough, a bit of blood appearing on his lips.
"My lord,"
Norristat speaks and takes another step towards him. With this, the prince sits upon his bed, laying the great blade upon it, and outstretching his other hand, warding the wizard back.
"Ill or not, I'm not getting any better skulking around this cold castle, even with the aid of your magic bruise."
With this, the wizard waves his hand, igniting the prince's great fireplace, and withdrawing a previously hidden cup from within his robes with said brew, and places it upon the prince's desk.
"In time. It's important that you do not miss a single dose, my lord."
These words do not sit well with the prince.
"Get out," he speaks.
The wizard bows once more, then backs out of the room, glancing at the cup as he closes the great doors once more. The prince too looks at the cup, then reluctantly makes his way to it, drinking it down in one swig, then discarding the cup into the fire, causing the flame to go bright green, then back to normal.